Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Park Sterling Realty in Bronxville, New York, Westchester Talk Radio presents Talking Real Estate with host Leah Carroll. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. Talking Real Estate is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower, Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Acorda Therapeutics, life science. Don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram, too. We are at Shark Creative. And now, here's your host, Leah Caro.
Thanks, Jim. Hello, all. You are listening to Talking Real Estate with Leah Caro. I, of course, am Leah Caro, and we are broadcasting from our Park Sterling Realty headquarters in beautiful Bronxville Village. We serve Westchester, Putnam, and Bronx counties. This is our ninth installment, the September edition of Talking Real Estate with Leah Caro, and they're all fascinating and interesting, and I have the most wonderful guests, including today. But if you've missed any previous shows, you can, as Jim mentioned, you can always get it at westchestertalkradio.com or download the app at the iTunes store. So how do we always start? Well, first with that disclaimer. Every market is different, every house on every street in every town. So we're going to talk in broad generalities today. And if you'd like more information about what's happening with your house on your street in your town, you should call your realtor. And if you don't have a realtor, well, then you should call me. Also, you know, the advice I'm giving is broad advice to folks. If you are already listed with somebody or are already working with a buyer's agent, this is not a solicitation for your business. And all very specific questions should be directed to your realtor. But again, if you don't have a realtor, call us. And of course, you can reach us at 914-337-1234. And definitely follow our social media accounts on Facebook at Park Sterling Realty, Instagram Park Sterling Realty, and Leah Caro on LinkedIn. Let's talk the market. It is now fall almost. That's just a mere 2 days away. And the fall market in real estate is always kind of that secondary or smaller market. We have the big, robust spring market, and then we have this kind of secondary market, which is fall. And what we're seeing, I have to tell you, is very promising. You know, if you recall, what was plaguing the spring and early summer markets was way, way low inventory in the under million range. So there was fierce competition, highest and best situations. Things were selling over asking, and buyers were having a heck of a time getting a house. And conversely, back in the spring and early summer, at the high end, which we're calling a million and above, there was a ton of inventory, downward pressure on pricing, and buyers were, if they were willing to buy, had a great opportunity to get a good price. Well, we've seen that shift that we've all kind of been waiting for, and what we're seeing is a decrease in inventory at the high end, which is nice. In fact, the high end months of May, June, and July for the high end inventory has come down quite a bit. Now, frankly, that's not all because of sales. Some of those high-end sellers have decided the market didn't meet their expectations and they've come off the market, which is good. Get out of the way. Let the other sellers get the buyers. So we've seen inventory go down, which is exactly what we needed at the high end. Now in the mid-range, which is the under million houses, which was that fierce, fierce competition this past spring, inventory has gone up slightly, which is good for buyers who are out there. So we've seen an uptick in inventory. And I can tell you just in Park Sterling Realty, we've been bringing on a lot of new inventory in the last 2 weeks. And there's buyers out there who are showing, who are seeing the properties and who are buying the properties. So that secondary kind of smaller fall market is feeling very robust. And we think it will be a great time to buy and sell this fall. So if you missed the spring market or you weren't ready in the spring and you think now's the time, give us a call because it might just well be. So those corrections are making us feel good. So now, let's talk about what we're going to segue into today's show, which has to do with saving money for a down payment to buy a home. So let's talk about millennials, especially. We hear an awful lot about millennials and why they're not home buying or why they are home buying. But for everybody in general, one of the greatest stumbling blocks to buying real estate is accumulating that down payment. And according to the National Association of Realtors, NAR, it takes nationally 12 years for a home buyer to accumulate the down payment to buy. Now, again, that's a national statistic, and you know, real estate is local. But I think we'd all agree that we live in a very expensive little county. It's a beautiful county. I wouldn't want to call anywhere else home. But it's expensive to live here. And rents are high. So anyone currently renting who's been thinking of buying, they're paying a high rent. And they're trying to accumulate their down payment. And so it's really hard to do both. You're paying a high rent. It's hard to save every month. So what we're going to talk about today is some life hacks. I think you know that term. Shortcuts, if you will, to saving money. Saving money in, you know, for whatever it is you want to do, but, you know, from this realtor seat, we think you should be saving money for a down payment to own your first home or your next home. Statistical example, down payments generally when we, you know, for national statistics range from 10% to 20% down. Now, there's lots of lenders and lots of banks who will have lots of different programs and different standards for different buyers. Consult your lending expert. If you don't have a lending expert, call us, and we have plenty to recommend. So if you're looking to buy a house for $700,000, which is slightly above average for the county, but, you know, it's average-esque. So if you want to buy a house for $700,000 using conventional financing, anywhere from 10% down to 20% down, you need to have $70,000 in cash or $140,000 in cash or somewhere in between just to buy that home. And that, of course, doesn't include closing costs and all the other goods and services that go with home ownership. So, again, expensive little place to live. I think we can all agree on that. So what I want to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to introduce someone who is going to give us some remarkable, fun, easy, money-saving ideas that come from the world of food. So, and I'm really excited about that. So stay tuned, listening to Talkin' Real Estate with Leah Caro.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome back to Talking Real Estate with Leah Caro. I, of course, am Leah Caro, and we are broadcasting today from Park Sterling Realty's headquarters on Park Place in beautiful Bronxville Village. Park Sterling Realty serves Westchester County, Putnam County, Bronx County, buyers, sellers, tenants, landlords. Right before we went to break, we had done our market update, and we had some good news about the fall market. So if you missed that, go ahead and, after you listen to the full show, rewind and catch the first segment. We also talked about one of the struggles in home ownership and home buying, which is accumulating that down payment, which can be a big, significant chunk of money for lots of folks. And you know, I know folks have said to me, man, if I could just get that, pull that money together, I think I'd be able to buy. So we're going to, in a minute, introduce a guest who is going to help us with some really cool, fun ideas on life hacks or life shortcuts for saving some money. But before we do that, you know, I've been watching my social media feeds, at least, and there's a really big theoretical debate happening right now that I think is important to discuss. And you've probably seen it, too, in your social media feeds. There's one group of people who are really excited that it's about to be fall. And there's another group of people who are lamenting that summer is over. So, well, you know what? It doesn't matter which camp you fall into because, folks, like it or not, fall is coming in just 2 days. And cooler weather is coming, too. And I'm going to quote the great thespian Kevin Bacon from the iconic movie Footloose. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. So here we are. And one of my favorite things about fall and colder weather is that it's soup season, because I could frankly eat soup every day. But I know that most of us, or many of us at least, associate soup season with cooler temperatures. So I am delighted today to have with me Jennifer Lampert of Ladle of Love. She is our guest, and she's going to talk soups and food and money saving and anyway, so Jennifer, we are thrilled to have you. Welcome.
Thank you, Leah. Thrilled to be here.
Excellent. So before we dive right in, tell us about Ladle of Love, how, where you are, how we can reach you, all that good stuff.
Sure. So we're that teeny tiny little shop at 18 Palmer Avenue, right across from New York Presbyterian Hospital in Bronxville. Opened about 18 months ago, in February of last year. Concept started as soup back in 2003 when Leslie Lampert, founder, also my partner and mother-in-law,
ah, there's the last name. Gotcha. Okay.
First opened in Mount Kisco. 15 years there, and then worked our way down to Bronxville.
So when you first opened in 03, which is, I hadn't realized, I have to tell you. I knew you've been around a lot longer than just here in Bronxville.
Oh, yes.
But I hadn't realized 2003. Were you just soup back then?
So the concept started as soup. Right after 9/11, Leslie was making soups and stews for the first responders to show her support, and received quite a few phone calls and requests for orders and gift baskets, and developed into a storefront.
I love that story.
It's
So now you say it started out as soup. Mm-hmm. Is it? Tell me, have you grown the business? What
developed
does that mean?
Into much, much more. Lots of sandwiches, dinners, salads, bowls, healthful, artisanal comfort food. Quick.
I love the comfort food concept. I'm all about the concept, the comfort food. So thanks for that. Now, so phone number, social media, websites, anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Phone number 914-346-8883, ladleoflove.com, at ladleoflove on Instagram.
What's your favorite soup that you sell?
Oh, all of them. Well, everyone's favorite is Harvest Celebration. Best of Westchester winner, that's our signature soup.
Excellent. What's in that?
Butternut squash, sweet potato, Granny Smith apples, carrots, a little bit of maple, and finish with a little bit of cream.
And that says fall right all over it.
All as far over as, it.
And that is really fall. So before we get into some specifics of Ladle to Love food hacks and money hacks, you know, I'm going to relate a couple of the ones that, of course, I know or use or have heard of. And so if you miss any of these, you can check out our website and social media, and we'll have all of them posted for you. But my number one life hack for saving money, of course, is to negotiate. You know, as a realtor, it's what we do for a living, and I think we're darn good at it. But I have to confess, I am the family embarrassment because I negotiate everything.
So do I.
And if you are the parent of a teenager like I am, and literally I will stand on a New York City street corner and negotiate with the hot dog guy. And you know what? Usually they get the discount that I've asked for. They're all laughing around me here. Matt, the engineer, thinks that's funny. My son just face palms every time I do it. But I do negotiate on everything. And folks, you should too. You should ask for discounts that most of the time you'll get one. So that's kind of that first and foremost thing you should do. Other obvious hacks, you know, discount codes when shopping online. I think we all do that. There's plenty of websites out there. You can go to them, look for discount codes, and then apply those discount codes. But here's something I just learned, and it has to do with technology. And again, this will be on our social media later. Before you buy anything online, clear your browsing history. And the reason it's recommended is that, of course, the interweb sees all, and it knows what sites you've been to recently and if they're upscale and what you're buying and what you're paying. So if they know that you've been to X amount of sites, these sellers, right, can change the prices on what they charge you depending on your purchase history. So I thought that was fascinating.
It is.
And I just learned that.
Yep.
So that's a big tip for today. Clear your browser history before you buy anything online. So now let's talk food hacks and money-saving ideas. So where do you want to start?
Well, I'm glad we're talking about this because I think it's a big, big challenge for anyone, whether you're a college student or a single professional saving or a married couple, newly married.
Congratulations.
Thank you again. Or a family of five saving to buy a home. I think it's a big challenge for everyone. And, you know, as I always tell my staff, work harder, work smarter, not harder. And I think that shopping smarter is important too. Any day of the week, you can come into Ladle and you'll find our menu with a lot of different creative dishes using some of the same ingredients. We do our best to repurpose ingredients in every way we can to avoid waste and cut back on costs.
And so, absolutely. And what you're doing in your shop, we should all be doing in our homes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, because I know that when I have, with the best of intentions, I go to the grocery store and I buy some vegetable. And it, you know, as a basically person cooking for one or two, it's really hard to use up all of that thing, whatever it is I bought. So repurposing it into multiple dishes is certainly a great idea.
Absolutely.
I feel like I throw away a lot of food.
You probably do. Lots of people do. They do. And actually, to speak to an initiative that my partner, Leslie Lambert, is currently working on, which we're really excited about, is called The Scrappy Chef, where she will go into your home and into your fridge, into your pantry and your cabinets, and pull out a bunch of ingredients, some maybe you didn't even know you had, or that are about to expire, and repurpose them into a healthy, delicious dish for you, yourself, or your family.
You know, I think that's great. I would love to have her in to do that, because I do feel like I have a lot of food waste. I also, I think, have a lot of food that I just stare at and not sure what you're supposed to do with that.
Yeah, and it takes a lot to be creative. And to also find the time after you've worked all day or all week, the last thing most people want to do is put together a grocery list, go to the grocery store, think about creative dishes to make, something new and exciting that we actually want to eat.
Well, and, you know, that is a big part of it. You know, truth be told, I do lack the skill, but I also lack the time. So I can't imagine, you know, when I would be able to do these kind of wild recipes that you're recommending. Are they quick and easy?
Well, some of them are quick and easy, sure. We can use kale and spinach, for example. Super healthy, very versatile. We use them in so many different ways. We use them fresh as a salad or as an accompaniment on a sandwich, sautéed on their own or in a stir fry. We make pesto with our kale. So, and you can do this at home too. Make a big batch of kale pesto, which is a recipe that we're happy to share with you. We have a kale basil pesto on our menu. Big batch of pesto. Freeze it in portion containers. You can use that to make a pasta salad or a chicken salad, a quinoa risotto. You can use it in so many different ways.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I'd love it. You know, before we went on air, we were talking about some upcoming events where people can learn firsthand how to do some of these things. Do you want to talk about those?
So this Saturday, the Feed Me Fresh event, Leslie will also be doing a Scrappy Chef demonstration. Ladle of Love will be there as well. And Feeding Westchester, the Westchester Food Bank, is on October 18th, where there'll be another demonstration of the Scrappy Chef and Ladle of Love.
So let's talk about the first event is this Saturday.
This Saturday.
And the name again is?
Feed Me Fresh.
Feed Me Fresh. And where is that being held?
That's a great question.
Okay, we'll find that. We will double check that. So Feed Me Fresh, you can probably Google that.
I'll get you the address. We'll post it.
And you will have the Scrappy Chef and Ladle of Love will be there?
Correct.
Excellent. And then let's talk about the second event.
The Food Bank of Westchester, which is now Feeding Westchester.
And I cannot stress enough how important Food Bank of Westchester, which now Feeding Westchester, is.
Absolutely.
And the date for that?
October 18th.
October 18th.
And we will share the information as well. You can always reach out to us for more information about the events.
Excellent. Because, folks, if you don't think, you know, Westchester, we talk, it's an expensive place to live. It's very affluent communities. But if you don't think that there's people in those communities, your neighbors, who are hungry or going hungry, you're wrong. So I've always been a huge supporter of Food Bank of Westchester, which is now Feeding Westchester.
We are as well for many years.
Yeah, because, you know, that's one of, everyone should have food and nutrition, and it's a life staple for sure. So I'm really proud of you guys for doing that.
Thank you.
That is terrific. So let's say I don't really feel like cooking.
Well, then you can come to Ladle of Love.
So here's some So tell me about, because I know a lot of folks, you know, eating, life hack, folks, saving money hack, eating out. And I know you own a place that you know, relies on people eating out, but eating out is really expensive.
Yeah, the truth is that's the first thing people tell you to cut back on, right? Don't eat out as much. Don't order from restaurants. Don't go to restaurants as much. And that can be true. It's expensive to eat out, even 2-3 days a week, which brings me to another initiative that we've been working on, rolling out in October. And this is after experimenting with a few of our current clients. We've been doing some meal prepping and meal planning for families or singles that work all day and get off the train super late and don't want to cook or go out to eat. So we will actually put together a comprehensive dinner plan for you and your family, based on your dietary preferences or needs. Maybe you have children who are gluten-free. Maybe you're vegan and your husband loves meat. And we'll actually put together, prepare, cook, prep the meal for you and deliver it to you, and all you have to do is heat it up.
See, that I love, because, you know, I'm not a great chef, but, you know, I don't want to go out every night to eat.
Of course.
Just because sometimes you just want to go home and throw on your jammies, and this really beats eating peanut butter out of the jar.
It certainly does. And, you know, not all takeout restaurants or restaurants themselves are expensive. I mean, you can come into Ladle of Love any day, and you can take home a meal for three for under $30.
Wow. That's and that dinner.
Dinner. We do a daily roasted chicken, changes every single day. Three pieces of chicken and two sides, less than $30.
I love it. That is terrific. So, hey, we're going to do some more cooking hacks and life hacks with Jennifer Lampert of Ladle of Love here in Bronxville right after this short break. So stay tuned.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Talking Real Estate with Leah Caro. I, of course, am Leah Caro, president at Park Sterling Realty, headquartered in beautiful Bronxville Village, serving Westchester, Putnam, and Bronx counties. Joining me today is Jennifer Lampert of Ladle of Love, one of my favorite food and more establishments here in Bronxville Village. So welcome back, Jennifer.
Thank you, Leah.
So when we right before we went to break, we were talking about a bunch of stuff, one of which is kind of a big part of this whole segment is how to save money for that, folks, for that down payment on your next home. But in general, we could all use some money-saving tips, especially when it comes to food. So we were talking about a joint venture with Ladle of Love and your partner, mm-hmm. Leslie Lampert.
Yes.
Called Scrappy Chef.
Yes.
Which I kind of love the name, which is teaching people how to go into their cupboards, closets, pantries, and refrigerators and make food out of whatever's in there.
Exactly.
Is that about right?
Exactly.
So, and we were talking about some upcoming events where you can see Ladle of Love in person if you don't come by the shop in the next couple days, or you can also see the Scrappy Chef doing demonstrations.
Yes.
Right? So this coming Saturday is the first event, and it's called Feed Me Fresh. And it is an edible evening, and that is Ladle of Love will be there, of course. Scrappy Chef will be there, and that will be held this Saturday at Ivana Farms in Mount Kisco. And that is, of course, a benefit for some senior care center up there. Is that correct?
Child care.
Mount Kisco Child Care. So definitely get out there and see that. And then on September 28th, you said?
October 18th.
Ooh, I was so close.
It's an evening in good taste.
An evening in good taste, which benefits the Food Bank of Westchester,
yes,
which
Feeding
is now
Westchester.
Called Feeding Westchester. And we're really proud that you're participating in those.
Thank you.
So there you go. So I had pulled up on the internet earlier some other money-saving food-related hacks or shortcuts, if you will. And I want to see what you think about these. So one of them talks about drinking cold water before you eat, which I've heard before, and I didn't know if you had any opinion on that.
I haven't heard that.
Says many people overeat because they mistake thirst for hunger.
Well, that I know.
Drinking water before a meal will allow you to only consume what you need, which in turn will save you money. And I've also heard, and I don't, being not a doctor, and I don't know if it's true, that drinking cold water can kind of make your stomach shrink a little, and so you don't fill it with food. Don't know if that's true.
Well, I would advise that we stay hydrated, but we nourish ourselves whenever we're hungry.
Good for you. That's a terrific answer. Then one of the other things it said was dine out at culinary schools. Have you ever heard anything about that?
Here and there. I never have myself, but...
Dining out, I'm reading from the internet, folks, and I will be putting these links up online later so you can take a look at them. Dining out can become expensive, which we all know, but we have a solution to that, too. dine out at culinary schools. You can get delicious five-course meals for half the price. So that, I guess people could then go Google that and see what they can find. But you also had a solution, because eating out is, so, I mean, going out to a restaurant is so expensive if you do it all the time. And if you're like me, there's not much in the house. And whatever is there, not until I learn from the scrappy chef, I'm not making anything great. So, but you had a solution to both those problems for me. And what, could you remind us what that is?
Our meal plan options, which are coming in October. But, you know, our shop and our business model really is based on healthful, quick food. We won't call it fast food. But it's restaurant quality dishes that are breakfast, lunch, dinner, quick grab and go, a couple minutes in the shop, order online for delivery. And they
deliver.
Are affordable. We do.
You
we do deliver.
I did not
pick
need
up,
it.
Curbside, and delivery. We're on Seamless, Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash, any online ordering platform you can find. But you can do it right through our website, which is ladleoflove.com.
And how many soups every day do you have?
Well, in the fall and winter, as soon as the season calls for
soup
it.
Soup season.
Soup season is almost here. It's our favorite season.
Mine too.
We have anywhere from 7 to 15 different soups a day, but we have 5 signature soups that never leave the menu. They're there year round.
Can you tell me what those are?
Sure. Harvest Celebration, which I explained to you earlier. Tuscan Tomato, Chunky Vegetable, Chicken and Dumpling, Chicken Noodle, and we also have a bone broth, our chicken bone broth, which is super nutrient rich. That's on the menu most days as well.
That sounds terrific. You know, I'm really looking forward to getting it delivered. I didn't know you delivered.
Yes, so absolutely do.
That's exciting stuff for us. So let's talk ingredients a little bit. If I wanted to make soup, can we talk about if I wanted to try and make soup myself?
Sure.
Because you do the cooking?
I don't actually do the cooking. I do some of the recipes and the specials, but we have chefs in locations.
Excellent. So Scrappy Chef and Ladle of Love would be teaching me how to throw everything in the pot. Is that right?
Sure, sure. I mean, soup is one of the easiest things to make. Our soups are always fresh. They're never frozen. So you can buy them from us and freeze them yourself, or you can certainly make them at home.
Is there any kind of rule of thumb of, you know, what, where to start, what never to do, what to do, don't salt, do salt, you know, meat,
experiment.
No meat.
Experiment.
Experiment.
Whatever you like. I always say, especially if you have children or a husband and you both have different preferences, you know, make a list of 5 common things that you do like, and then maybe search for some recipes that would incorporate and satisfy you both. We're happy to offer those recipes to you.
Oh,
also.
And I love that. I think that's terrific. What do you think of the crock pot craze that's going on now?
I think everybody loves the crock pot. It's quick, it's easy. You set it and forget it, right? That's the slogan. I have one. I don't use it too much. But I
have
love
one
it.
Too.
It's a great idea. And
I've used it twice.
It's super easy for those that, you know, want a quick meal, throw everything in one pot, or that don't really enjoy cooking or like cooking. You can make a lot of great, healthy dishes in a crock pot.
That's great. And I'm thrilled that you said you'd share your recipes for some
sure,
of your soups.
Sure, absolutely.
And then I know during the not soup, what we were calling soup season, which fall and winter, in summer you also have cold soups.
We do. We do a lot of cold chowders, gazpachos. So in the spring and summer, we have a different gazpacho every day. And then as soon as fall rolls around, that turns to a daily chili. So we do a different chili all fall and winter long.
Wow, that's really exciting. You know, and I didn't know till just now that there were different types of gazpacho. I always just assumed there was that kind of that red spicy one we're all, I think, used to.
We do probably about six to 10 different gazpachos, cucumber avocado. We do a green gazpacho, blueberry, strawberry, raspberry, watermelon, which was a big hit this year. Lots of different options.
Excellent. I love it. So let's talk about other money-saving tips. Wait, I have another one from the internet here that I want to get your comments on. Become a flexitarian. I had never heard that word until today. And it's I'm going to read it. The term flexitarian refers to someone who is flexible with how they eat. Not a total vegetarian, but not eating much meat either. With prices of meats increasing, eating vegetarian two to three times per week will save you money and will save some significant money. That makes sense to me.
Well, I'm a flexitarian and I had no idea.
And I'm a flexitarian too. And it sounds to me like a lot of what Ladle of Love is doing is flexitarian. You know?
It is. We try to make sure that we have something for everyone or a lot for everyone on our menu every day. Whether it's we do a lot of vegan dishes, a lot of dairy-free, a lot of gluten-free, a lot of vegetarian, but we also do a lot of meat and seafood and poultry.
So someone who, you know, and that makes sense. So someone who likes meat like I do, but I don't want to eat it every day. It is expensive. It's probably also not as great for you as eating more fruits and vegetables. So I could get either delivery or pickup or or learn from you and make some soups that are mostly vegetarian, mm-hmm. a little bit of meat, and then kind of throw some meat in at the end.
Absolutely. Or we can meal plan for you.
Oh,
let's say you have
planning.
A busy week coming up and you know you're going to be working long hours and you would like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you'd like dinner made for you and your husband. And your husband wants chicken, but you want steak. And then Wednesday, maybe you want a vegetarian dish and he wants a pasta dish with chicken, or we can certainly do that for you.
So, okay, if I wanted to have soup every day, which I could totally eat soup every day, I just might add, but some people have said to me, well, soup's not like a meal. You can't really, what am I putting with soup? If I was going to make soup for my family or buy soup for my family, what am I putting with it?
Well, you can put anything with soup. Our soups are very hearty. So, our soups and stews, some of them are light and brothy, but a lot of our soups are very hearty, very filling. Most people find that it's a meal enough on its own.
That's great to know, because I was picturing making a lot of grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, well, that they always go together.
With
yes,
the tomato soup, especially. And you have a signature tomato soup.
We do.
That's excellent. That's really good to know. We're going to go for one more break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk a little more with Jennifer Lampert. Stay tuned. You're listening to Talking Real Estate with Leah Caro.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Talking Real Estate with Leah Caro. I, of course, am Leah Caro, president at Park Sterling Realty, headquartered in beautiful Bronxville Village, serving Westchester, Putnam, and Bronx counties. With me today is beautiful Jennifer Lampert of Ladle of Love. Soup and More, also headquartered here in Bronxville Village. So happy to have you. Thanks again for coming.
Thanks again for having me.
So what we're talking about with Jennifer today is not just soup, although it is soup season and that is my favorite food, but all the things that Ladle of Love is doing and initiatives and great ideas, primarily for helping you all save money in general, because saving money is always a great idea, but especially saving money for that first home or your next home to get your down payment scraped together. And a lot of what we're going to be talking about today, you can find on our social media sites in just a bit. So I heard a big story about you guys recently. I saw it all over social media. Ladle of Love is doing something with Sarah Lawrence College.
We are. Yes, absolutely.
So, and it looked, tell me all about it, because it looked like a really big deal. It looked really exciting.
So when we opened here in Bronxville, we had so many college students coming in. They loved us, loved us, loved us. And I said, someone had mentioned that there was a convenience store on campus, and it's actually called Hill to Go in the first year building, which houses about 390 first year residents, students. And we are now a permanent food vendor sold on campus at Sarah Lawrence College in Hill to Go.
And that is huge.
Huge. Very excited about it. It's a great partnership. Anytime we can support the community.
Absolutely. And, you know, and Bronxville is a really tight-knit community.
Very.
And nearby. And, you know, and Jennifer and I, just to plug the Bronxville Chamber of Commerce for a moment, Jennifer and I know each other through the Bronxville Chamber of Commerce. We both, of course, are members, and the Chamber is always bringing exciting events to its residents, members, and nearby,
yes,
nearby folks. So, wow. So you folks, so Ladle of Love is a food vendor for Sarah Lawrence College.
Mm-hmm. Sold right in, we have a big display right in the front of the store when you walk in Hill to Go into the convenience store. So a lot of our soups are there, chicken and dumpling, harvest, Tuscan tomato, chunky vegetable, our cheddar mac, which is definitely the best seller at the school. A lot of our baked goods, our whole wheat chocolate chip cookies, our chia pudding.
Wow.
Lots of stuff.
And college kids eat.
They do.
They sure do.
And they can eat healthy now.
Yeah.
Healthy but good.
Healthy but good.
Yes.
I love it. That's terrific. And, you know, we were lamenting that you guys used to be in Mount Kisco as well.
Yes. 15 years.
15 years in Mount Kisco. Yes. And you know, and I hear people from that neck of the woods who are like devastated you guys are no longer there.
We are missed.
Their loss is our gain down here in Bronxville. And I know you guys do delivery through all the services. We talk about Uber Eats and I don't know.
Grubhub, DoorDash, Seamless, Uber Eats. And the good thing is our commissary is still local in Mount Kisco, so we still service all of Westchester. And our catering company goes as far as you want us to.
Oh, I love that. So we'll talk about the catering company in a sec. So you have all the delivery services you have, which is with meal prep. You have the shop here. And I can pick it up, you'll deliver it. But I think I heard something else about you guys. So what? That's exciting news. So where else can I, if I'm getting my ladle of love Jones on, where can I get my fix?
So you can find us in a lot of places. If you're not local, you can find us in one of four Mrs. Green's locations, Yorktown Heights, Briarcliff Manor, Mount Kisco, and Eastchester. We're sold in all four of their stores.
That's really big stuff.
Very big, yes.
Really big. What are you selling there, soup?
Our soups, yep. So we have a new fall lineup with Fresh Direct this year. Our Harvest Celebration, of course, which will never leave the menu. Our chicken bone broth is sold there. Wild Mushroom, which will be a big hit this year. Truffle Cauliflower.
Wow. So Mrs. Green's four locations,
yes.
Right? That's big.
Our tomato and our chunky vegetable, too.
Okay. And you said Fresh Direct.
Fresh Direct as well, yes. We've been with Fresh Direct for about 2 years now. So no matter where you are, you can find us on Fresh Direct.
That's excellent. And then it sounded like from your soups, it's all the vegetarian soups.
Yes.
So no meat-based soups?
No. We try to stay away from protein when it comes to distribution, just to control the shelf life. Our soups have a 12-day shelf life delivered. So once you get into protein, we want to protect the integrity of the brand.
And that's 12 days in the fridge.
Yes. Okay, so or you can freeze.
Or you can freeze it. And then, of course, it can live for much, much longer. But I love the 12-day shelf life expression that you used, because in talking about saving money, and I was lamenting earlier that I feel like I throw away a lot of food. And I feel like I throw away a lot of food because sometimes there's an expiration date on it, and we all think that then, therefore, you can't eat it. A lot of people would say 12 days. I had no idea soup could sit in the fridge for 12 days.
It can.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And, you know, everything has an expiration date, but it doesn't necessarily mean it is expired. It has to have an expiration date. But we go by the smell and taste test, not when it comes to food we're serving our customers.
No, of course.
But if you're at home and you say this tastes fine and it smells fine, chances are it is.
Right.
Just because it has an expiration date doesn't mean it's expired.
So that was just a money-saving hack right there.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, you know, be careful with, I guess, some of the items in your homes, in your fridge and pantry and cupboards. But right, I think getting crazy about the expiration date is somewhere where you do lose money and literally throw money away.
Yes.
So you're at Fresh Direct. You're at Mrs. Green's. You have catering. You mentioned catering. Let's go back and talk about catering.
Full service, off-premise catering. We do anything from small gatherings in your home to bridal showers, baby showers, or weddings and bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs.
So is all that information on your website?
Everything is on our website, ladleoflove.com.
I was going to say, tell us again what it is, ladleoflove.com. So you do catering. You are in Sarah Lawrence College. You are on Fresh Direct. You're on Mrs. Green's. You have partnered with the Scrappy Chef. You are at events countywide, it sounds like.
Yes.
And so you are, Ladle of Love is not just a small, and I have to be honest, it's a tiny little storefront
it's
here in
Bronxville.
It's teeny tiny. It's a teeny tiny, adorable little storefront. But that little storefront is housing what's sounding like a really big company,
operation.
A big operation.
And growing. Yes.
So I think that's really terrific. So before we kind of segue out and say goodbye, is there anything we missed talking about with you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, Matt,
but you know
Matt,
where to reach
engineer?
Me. You know where to find me.
Okay. Yeah, we do. And it's been really great talking to you today, learning more about Ladle of Love, getting some of these tips about how to save money and what's in your fridge and what you can throw together to eat and how your company will help us all save money.
Very important topic. Yeah, Thank you for having me.
We're thrilled to have you. Thank you, Jennifer. And to everybody out there, our next show will be in October. As usual, the last other eight podcasts you can find at WestchesterTalkRadio.com. You can find it on most of our social media. You can also find it on the iTunes store. And always a pleasure to have all of my guests bring such great insights. So you've been listening to Talking Real Estate with Leah Caro, and we will talk to you next month.
Shark Creative.
Thank
you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.